All right, let's talk some more now about the processing of somebody when he's exteriorized. We've talked an awful lot about rough cases. They're the ones that snap terminals on you. We haven't talked too much about the easy case, so let's continue this a little bit. Let me give you some case histories, one right after the other, on thetans who hung up when exteriorized and didn't progress above a certain level and snapped back into their heads and so forth, who did various things, and the remedies which were successfully used on these people. First we'll go into was a lady who exteriorized very beautifully and with very good perception and hung up right there. There was very little available in those days, this is a long time ago, on exteriorized drills, and she just plain didn't progress. Actually, she was in apathy, but she had very good perception, which is quite peculiar. And nevertheless, she was in a fixed state. Now, the body went around to a large degree in apathy. And she felt quite apathetic. So on. Her present time environment was very bad. And end of cycle processing was out at that time. And the process was finish the cycles. A person has started certain cycles, he started towards certain goals, and then has not completed the cycle and is so left with an unfinished cycle of action. She heard this lecture. She was not processed. She heard this lecture and she says, huh, and started to finish all the cycles of action of her life. And after working for about 2 weeks by herself, had gotten up, using more or less creative processes, had gotten up to 5 years of age. After working for a couple of weeks. The tremendous numbers of unfinished cycles. People had been stopping her, you see, before she could complete anything. She evidently had some 1-5 in the area who says, you know, you've just got to do it, you've got to do it, you've got to do it. Now what are you doing? You've just got to mop that floor. You've got to mop it. Now, what are you doing not mopping that floor? Now, go ahead and mop that floor. What are you doing mopping the floor? This was the kind of environment that she was mixed up in throughout her life. Well, so I ran a series on finishing cycles of action with exteriorized thetans. And it seemed to be quite beneficial. Only we just reduced it to the end product, which is the cycle of action, would be the end. And anything that the individual would recognize as the end, and we'd have that person mock it up in its entirety, you see, the end. So we would just mock up endings of cycles of action and do it over and over and over and over. Death, for instance. We'd mock up the individual dying, turning to dust, and vanishing to nothing. Dying, decay, dust, nothing. Die, decay, dust, nothing. Die, decay, dust, nothing. All of a sudden, all kinds of memory of past lives start to turn on. All right. So much for that case. Another case. Hung up, but desperately. Exteriorized. Visio, very poor. Very uncertain. Very unreal. Extremely upset by the environment, and yet exteriorized with certainty. Now, the only processes which were run on this individual were very elementary processes. That is, be 3 feet back of your head. Now patch up the body, something like that. Couldn't see the body, and so forth. And here we had a whole stack of failures. Failures, 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 failures. All kinds of failures. So on. Beingness processing on being a failure as a thetan. While exteriorized, this individual was made to be one kind of failure and then another kind of a failure. He, boy, could he be these failures with certainty, you see. Terrific certainty. And it'd be that kind of a failure and another kind of a failure. He was being these things as a Thetan while exteriorized. And just all kinds of failures. But this is really, in essence, beingness processing. We could have run it just as well by saying, well, what can you be and be something else and be something else and be something else and something else and something else. On and on and on and on and on. No difficulty there. Well, this individual improved his consideration as to what he could be. He was being a body under duress and had never been a successful body, you might say. And so he was really up against it. He knew he couldn't be a body. And here was his problem. Well, he could be a failure. He could be all kinds of failures. And after he'd been these for a little time, he improved his consideration to a point where he suddenly recognized that if he perceived anything, this would be a success because it was the goal of the auditor. And, of course, he had to be a failure. See? All of a sudden, everything just turned on flaming bright. He'd proved his consideration up to the point where he could have a success. An interesting case, an all of processing, all in one lump sum, just on beingness processing. Run on the body, beingness processing is not this successful. It's fairly successful, and it does tremendous things and so forth, but it doesn't produce these sudden changes that it seems to occasionally while running somebody while exteriorized. Thetan can change his mind awfully fast. All right, let's take another one now. Here was a case that life was just too horrible to be contemplated. Hated the body, wanted to run away from it, wanted to leave it. What did he want with that dirty old rag? This person hadn't been really in that frame of mind. This person had just been living a very unhappy life. Interiorized, and the auditor said to this person, be 3 feet back of your head, and she was, and instantly her actual frame of reference showed up, which was, what do I want with that dirty old rag, that filthy thing, what am I doing with that body, I don't want anything to do with it. This wasn't a bunk, it was simply, you know, they do a bunk sometimes, you know, they just exteriorize and they're gone. And they're just running, and when they get about even with Arcturus or slightly on by, why, you're aware of the fact that he has no intentions of coming back. Well, this was a sort of a communicational bunk, you know. I mean, the individual was, I don't want to come back in, I don't want to have anything to do with it, and I won't move it, and I won't do anything else with it, and the devil with it. Well, actually, for some weeks, this state of mind persisted with this individual. This individual was puzzled. By some feeling of responsibility, was hanging around, but actually couldn't see any real point in it. Well, actually, there is no real point in it, but a Thetan shouldn't be that upset about it. So, the kind of process which was used on this individual was chasing this person out, you know, this Thetan out, into all kinds of bodies. Bodies, 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 bodies. We find cows and pigs and goats and ants and anything you could think of. And all of a sudden, this I would take at the time and would take now listening to it, because it may have been just the break point of the case showing up suddenly. All of a sudden, this person turned up as having been a peacock. Someplace, somewhere. And it was a stuck beingness. You know how disdainful anything beautiful would be of anything else? And this was this person's trouble. Disdainful of all these bodies. Stuck, you might say, at a point in the track when the person had possessed a very beautiful body and didn't have any slightest feeling other than contempt for any other body. And he was just dramatizing this. It didn't have anything to do with other bodies. It didn't have anything to do at all. It was just the fact that any other kind of a body except that of a peacock was just no good at all. You say, well, what is this Satan doing being a peacock? I don't know. That's your question. But here was aesthetics showing up and actually was a make-break point on this case. Now, several cases have been found to be hung up on an aesthetic. They feel terribly upset because they are not as pretty as they ought to be. They don't have as pretty a mock-up as they ought to be. And this brings us about to a little rule. One of the things that Satan's trying to do several things. But the one thing he's trying to do, which seems to be real common to things, he's trying to put up a mock-up. Now, whether or not this is obsessive or aberrated or something of the sort, but he's trying to put up a mock-up, a nice-looking mock-up or an effective mock-up. I'm going to just categorize that as an effective mock-up. He's trying to put up an effective mock-up and trying to keep other people from putting up effective mock-ups. Now, that's certainly one of the things Satan is engaged on. That's part of his game. Putting up an effective mock-up, trying to keep other people from putting up effective mock-up. All right. An effective mock-up would at first be a very beautiful mock-up. See, I mean, the person would enter that line and say, well, now this is what we ought to have, and this will produce a terrific effect upon everybody. We'll just put up this beautiful mock-up. Women go around doing this all the time, powder, paint, dresses, so forth. They're trying to put up a beautiful mock-up. Well, after a while, they decide that this doesn't pay, and you see the deterioration from beauty into ugliness. A lot of women decide this. The thing to be now, to be an effective mock-up, is as ugly, mean, cussed, vicious, and wicked as possible. And so we get the medieval concept of a witch. The Thetan changes his mind, you see, about the kind of mock-up he ought to put up. And if he's carting the mock-up around, and he can't change it, you know, jettison it and get a real nasty mock-up, he'll just try to alter the mock-up he has into a real ornery-looking mock-up. Now, he puts this mock-up up in an effort to combat other mock-ups being put up. See? And we get an interplay and a game going there, which is a fascinating game. Let's look at this and find out then that an individual could be very unhappy just because his mock-up was not the kind of mock-up he was trying to put up. See, he wanted to put up, let us say, a very gallant mock-up, and you'll see this running through all of fiction amongst men and all through his histories and so on. This individual's trying to put up a very gallant mock-up and finds himself running a butcher shop. It just doesn't fit. An individual casting himself in one role and the body insisting on being quite another cast in another play. And he's out of agreement with the kind of mock-up he's trying to put up. This becomes very fascinating. And run as a process, you just say beingness processing. What kind of a person could you be? You could also ask a Thetan, what kind of a mock-up would you like to put up? What sort of a mock-up could you put up that would be terribly effective? You learn all sorts of things, by the way, about what kind of mock-ups are effective. You find out that a very, very beautiful mock-up is excessively hard on other less beautiful mock-ups. Very hard on them. It induces a feeling of shame, for one thing. There's a make-break point in beauty. A person could be so beautiful that no one would ever dare come near him. Just wouldn't dare to. They would feel completely degraded the moment they approached the smocker. See, degradation, the feeling of, has a lot to do with how well you can handle energy. And an individual who can handle energy, of course, can own. You know, he can make masses of things. So the beautiful mock-up would simply be a demonstration of how much energy this individual could throw up and hang up, how much postulate he could make stick, and how complicated a postulate, in other words, with what harmony could this postulate hang up, and all these various things, would be an indicator of it. And we see this when we take a large mass away from an individual, he feels degraded. You get the correlation there? The individual's command over energy or mass is not as great, and this brings about degradation. All right, if a person puts up a very beautiful mock-up and has not hit the make-break point of mock-ups, and it gets attacked and torn to pieces. He starts to do some high-class figuring on what kind of a mock-up would be effective. He'll change his mind about beauty, ordinarily, and try the other side of the dichotomy, ugliness. Now, sometimes the society and people around them and so forth won't pay any attention to an ugly markup. You know, it's too ugly. They wouldn't have anything to do with it. Individuals sometimes, you know, in death simply will get himself splattered around over the terrain gorgeously and horribly enough so that at least for a moment he has a very effective markup. War, for instance, a very effective markup in war is very difficult to achieve this way. Because people are getting shot all over the place anyhow, and to be really horribly shot takes some doing. So people have to go on inventing weapons of war to make mock-ups horrible enough to satisfy fates. Anyway, we have this, just be effective, you see, is his motto. And he's putting up this mock-up. Well, anyway, we'll get somebody who has a satisfactorily ugly mock-up. Ooh, a horrible thing, you know. He's got her, this girl got her mock-up fixed up, and boy, is it a witch, you know. A perfectly satisfactory state of affairs, if you please, for this Thetan. This Thetan's hit the jackpot, as far as he's concerned. He's got this awful mock-up. It's just terrible. He won't have anything to do with it. Anybody walk in and turn it? See? Now you're going to change his state of beingness. You say, be 3 feet back of your head. He's perfectly willing to be 3 feet back of your head. Probably was there already. You find this horrible person just doesn't want to change. But if you were to mention some more things which were excessively horrible, why, this person just add him into his category of activity. See? Bing, bing, bing. That'd make him more effective, you see. Cute, huh? Fortunately, you don't run into this too often as a case. But when you run into it, and when it's successful, brother, you had better get out all the tools at your command, because it's going to be a rough one to break. The first tool at your command is, what can the person be? The consideration does not necessarily, in terms of the quality of the mock-up, does not necessarily improve in the direction of beauty. It is not true that everybody will accept something beautiful simply because... no other reason. Since we're merely basing all this on a consideration, you see. His consideration might basically be that beauty is no good. Well, you could get him over that. And you could also get a person whose consideration that everything was beautiful and had to be beautiful, you could get this person over that, too. But where it comes to art, consideration alone is what governs. Now, the question comes to bear here on processing. When you get this kind of a case, what do you do? Well, you process toward making the Thetan more effective. What that would make an uglier, meaner, more vicious existence than a mock-up. Tough, isn't it? You have to answer the question, is my responsibility to the society that has to live with this character... or is my responsibility this pretty clear? It's a problem in ethics. And that's all it's a problem in. It isn't a problem in auditing. Of course, you solve ethics by auditing if you want to. So you could say, well, I'll take pity on the society at large. This person is perfectly horrible. And therefore, I will take very great pity on the society at large, and I will change this person's considerations on up the line to a place where he can tolerate the idea of being beautiful. And you can do this. Or you can process the Thetan so he can be much more effective, which he's liable to consider as much more ugly. Now, you can always process an individual in the wrong direction. You get this idea of beauty, ugliness, putting up the mock-up as an essential problem in auditing. All right, let's take a case here that was going down. Guy was exteriorized, all right, but he always knew he was going down. He knew sooner or later he would hit the bottom, and then he could start back up again. My God, if I heard this fellow say this once, you see, I already said it about 40 times. He was exteriorized. He was all right. But he, sooner or later, was going to hit the bottom, and then he would start back up again, and then he would be all right. But he was horrible just now, thank you. Well, that was a very effective computation. It got him sympathy, it got him all sorts of things. Well, regardless of that, we could today throw problem processing at this, how we would probably get it. But the way I solved it was quite another way. If he was so anxious to hit the bottom, we'd certainly conclude it for him as a cycle of action in processing. Because he obviously had the feeling he was falling. And he had this mixed up with the state of his case. You know, going down, getting worse. Falling. Now, I did something very weird with this fellow. I had him go around and spot spots on the floor, saying, that's where I'm going to arrive. And that's where I'm going to arrive, 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 and that's where I'm going to arrive. It wasn't very workable because he wasn't very certain of looking at the spots on the floor. But finally, just going over this drill took quite a while. He all of a sudden says, you know, I have the feeling I'm falling. You know, I can feel the air coming up by me. So I had him unfall many times against the ceiling. Unfall. Fall upwards. Fall upwards. Fall upwards. And I finally had him leaping as a thetan upwards and trying to find the ceiling so he could hit it. And he got so interested in trying to find the ceiling so he could hit it that he finally saw the ceiling with great peculiarity. Anyway, we just got him out of a fixed concentration. In other words, he was a problem in very, very fixed attention. All right, I had one boy who was just hanging fire all the way down the line with every kind of processes you could think of. This individual was having a very rough time. Anytime he'd get a little success and exteriorization and so forth, he'd get very upset. Everything had been run on this person that you could think of, practically. Of course, we didn't have 30, we didn't have duplication, we didn't have a lot of things, but a lot of the things at the time had been run on this individual with no great improvement, and he was not in very good condition. Until one day, I ran a very silly process on him, I thought at the time, but which introduced in what you now have is this not-knowingness level. And boy, this was not just one case. It started to work out on a lot of cases. But this fellow was really hung up on it. Now, he had decided not to know with such magnitude that he had decided that it was a very horrible thing not to know, so he was now compulsive on the subject. He had to know before he could go. And he couldn't exteriorize very well. So, I had him processing him one night. While exteriorized, what dark shadow or spot, see, in this immediate environment, would it be all right for you not to know about? Which one could you remain in ignorance of? These dark spots and shadows. And we just went around and around and around on this. We finally found one about 5 miles away. And then we found some others and others and others and others and others and others. And his knowingness level came up, and then I had him running just as a concept on the line. It's better not to know. It's better to know. It's better not to know. It's better to know. He said, that's my mother. Go around like that all the time in confusion. Of course, anybody in confusion is running that one, so that was not very revelatory. But I got him up on the roof and got him looking around the surroundings, and all of a sudden he recognized his perceptions were on. He had knowingness sort of figured out as a data bank somehow or other. He was so dependent on the data bank, he didn't dare walk up from it. Here's a direct application of not knowing this level. I just asked him, what dark areas around here would it be all right for him not to know about? That was all there was to the process. That was the one that really did it. Okay, had another case. Wouldn't exteriorize, worth a nickel. Well, I mean, he was outside, you know, and very unreal. Ran 30 on him. Found out he was being a problem in unreality. It was better for everything to be unreal. then this could be a problem to everybody and particularly to himself. Resolved. Another case that didn't exteriorize at all, it got well exteriorized, was running on dependency upon words. We spotted all the spots. This was, by the way, a bad process. There are better processes than this now. But this did the trick with this case. Dependency upon words. The individual was simply asked to spot every place where he'd ever depended upon words. We kept at it for about 2 hours. Remedy havingness, in terms of dictionaries, books, flows of words, anything you could think of, and then spot some more spots where he'd been dependent on words. Somatics turned on, turned off, turned on, turned off, upset him, turned him this way, turned him that way, turned him wrong side out. Spot some more spots where he'd been dependent on words. Found him every once in a while spotting the spots in his bank instead of the physical universe. And you always have him spot spots in the physical universe. Remedies, havingness, and so forth. Next thing you knew, he was out. He was really out. Knocked out his whole flam-dam Dianetic bank, as we would call it in Dianetics. See, this guy knew nothing about Dianetics. We just stripped the bank of any significance that any word could ever have anyhow. It's a funny thing, this whole English language didn't go out, isn't it? I expected it to, by the way. I sat there fully expecting his language to cut out, blow the machine up or something of the sort. We found out he wasn't talking with a machine. When he needed a word, he just picked it up instantly and formed it. So he ought to be talking. He was talking right in the first place. But what happened to him was he had been so crushed in by terrific communication lags, you know. He'd say, well, how are you, Joe? Well, what'd you say? Terrific communication lags in his family. He'd been the only bright boy in the family, and here you had a not knowing this lag. I could have solved this case faster on a not knowing this level, but just to give you an idea what exteriorized him with certainty. What it actually did was to knock the whole bank out. I mean, it just knocked out the effectiveness of his reactive mind, period. The case was fairly able, except for this one fact. He had almost gone out of his mind waiting for people to answer him. And the way we did this, instead of running any other kind of drill on it at all, was simply spot spots where he had depended on language. We went back, by the way, before we got through about, 15, 20 lives. And found the spot, by the way, where he first picked up a body. First time on the track he'd ever gotten a body. He'd been through the between lines area since. All right, there's some samples of processes used. They're not very dramatic, are they? They're not very strange or peculiar. But each one of these that I have mentioned were quite resistive to, you might say, routine processing. We find, however, that spotting spots and remedying havingness doesn't find this level of resistiveness. This solves them all the way along the line. Every once in a while, somebody is hung up in some kind of a peculiar consideration. You better pay some attention to it. Bust it loose. Find out, what the devil is he doing? What is he doing? Let's see. Might be a machine. Best way to handle machines is just duplicate them 1,000 times and then have them build one. That's a wonderful way to handle machines. Have them build one, make it operate. Duplicate it, have him build one, make it operate. It'll handle any machine. He might be doing an awful lot of things, but he's not doing what you want him to do. Well, it's up to you as the auditor to figure out what he's doing. Therefore, you stay in communication with your pre-clerk. We have very good processes today which do an awful lot. But none of these processes bypass the ability of an auditor to question and discover. Okay.